everybody.
Okay, you want to download Loops While and Department Array. And then the other one I want you to download is back on the main page where it says another problem to solve. Download that one as well. Actually, I think we'll do another problem to solve first. So, open another problem to solve. If I'm remembering it right. If it has a loop in it, then I'll say, nope, we're going to make do something else first, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Yeah, no loop.
Okay. This one doesn't work. Your job is to make it work. Okay, so I've got an item number, an on-hand, an on-order, and a re-order point, and I've got two buttons. And one of them is I want to do a calculation and come up with the total of on hand and on order. And the other one is I want to check and see if I need to reorder. And you can see all kinds of squiggly lines and all kinds of problems. What I want you to do is solve the problems. Okay, and then you can tell me what they are and we will look at them. But I want you to basically debug it. What?
No, I was looking at the error that I was talking to you about last night.
Yeah, right.
I know what one of them was. I think I have the most recent .NET on my computer, so it just uses an older version. But I changed the name of the form to whatever it was, and then for some reason the changes didn't stick when I exported it. I don't know why.
Okay, that
so
could do it.
I can't explain why that happened.
That could do it.
They still haven't figured it out. But.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, as long as it said, do you want to run the last version? And as long as I clicked yes, I ran them just fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what happens. When I changed it from Form 1 to FRM Problem 4 or whatever, it didn't change the reference.
Where did you change? Yeah, if you want to change the name.
I did it in.
And in fact, I didn't bring up changing the name because it gets people into trouble. So
I used to do it all the time, at least in like 3 or 4 versions ago. So.
But if you change it, just be sure that you change it down here as well as up there, and that it's showing up in both of those places.
That might do what happened then.
In both places. But I haven't even bothered to talk about it. Because it used to be easier than it is now.
Okay, maybe
and
that's
so
why.
So I just figured if we'll leave them at Form 1, you're putting them in separate directories anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're going to get rid of that. Yeah, I'm almost done.
Oh, good. And then, then I want you to debug it. If you want help or you want to sit with somebody, position yourself so you're with somebody, but go ahead and debug this, and then we're going to do it.
How many food gets a tractor?
Still taking forever.
And we're doing it another.
And time. You'll notice that there is a missing field on this where I would like to put the answer, and I don't have any place to put the answer on the form. But anyway, basically debug it and see if you can get it working. Actually, this too feels missing. Okay, on my home page, there's a thing that says something to debug, and you're going to download it back to DVD. Try it.
Almost.
Patience.
None. Questions? I'm curious. Hunger is more
important. And hunger happens before 11?
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't want to miss anything good.
Yeah, right.
And it takes forever to sign on, so there's half the reason I get.
Just be quiet.
Well, you're the one bringing it up.
No.
It's time to go to the office.
If you're running into problems, let me know. I'll let Carolyn know.
Thank you.
Did you find it? Did you find what I want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Visual Studio takes a long time.
What?
Visual Studio takes a long time.
Yes, it does.
This is not the same as Visual Basic. Yeah, source of work.
Visual Basic is within Visual Studio.
So there it is. Oh my God, took your head.
And Visual Studio actually can be set up to run other languages as well.
Are we working on the coupons or
no? You're working, you're welcome to talk it over. That's why I said you can sit next to somebody and talk it over. But, you know, try doing it on your own, but talking to someone. Any numbers you want. Yeah, no, I mean, any numbers you want. On the second one, it's looking for the on hand and on order less than reorder point. It will do one thing, otherwise it will do something else. But you can type in any numbers and test it.
I'm done. Calm down.
Calm down.
You look like you got I am currently not working. You don't even know. I definitely am. I get that a lot, so don't worry.
Okay, well, first, work answer is not on the form. Work answer is the field that I defined as a work area.
Oh.
Okay? And so you got a problem there because I defined it up here, which made it local. And so the second routine doesn't even see it. But work answer is a work area. It's not a thing on the text box. And so it's looking for why are you sending me out to try to get text property off of it. All of that official work answer. But work answer has been defined in one... Okay, work answer has been defined in one procedure. Which means that the other procedure doesn't know about it. We talked about local versus public last time. Thanks.
We did.
You remember? Right. And how do I make it public? No, I can just put it up here. If I move it up here, it becomes public. Okay, if I put it up there at the top. So work answer has been defined in one procedure, but I'm using it in both procedures.
So do you have to declare both?
I would either have to declare it at both, but in my opinion, the easier plan would be to take and move this up here, which makes it public, which means that all procedures can see it. So my suggestion on that, you could define it in both places, but if you define it in both places, you got to do the ad in both places as well. So that's kind of worthless. So if you define it up in the top, it becomes public, and all the procedures can see it.
Declare at the top.
Just take that line and move it up to the top, and then all the procedures can see it. Yeah.
Who was supposed to send it private?
Pardon me?
Who was supposed to send it private?
Just try it here with any numbers. I mean, try it such that you can just pick them up. And take and do it one time where it's okay, they're going to be equal, so an ask should get no one needed, and now try it so that they're significantly less, so change that to 15 or something. And now it says you need daughter. Okay. So it's working.
So we're taking more strings. What do we do?
So it's going to be a little while before everyone, so feel free to go and try to resolve a problem or something.
Plus, is both bad. As the temple system, hey, don't look at the guns around.
Questions? How many of you got it working? Okay. It's going to be a few more minutes, so find something to do with yourselves. You can always start doing homework. There's a new homework assignment, so you can go do that first problem or something. But I really want people to go to school, so I'll probably check out and
before. Well, that was,
it would be total.
Total.
Sorry, that's
really bad. Sorry, just like that. Yeah, it's like
meat eating
and
all that. Meat is literally not going to sign off.
Yeah.
I don't
remember. Okay, so we got it working?
Was that what it was?
M.O.
Do you know how long it's been?
Oh, so that was a little bit like...
Oh, it's been 12 years since I took that photo now. I don't know why.
Well, that's how I remember the most of the stuff I did.
I
remember the other words. Yeah.
You just say you're poor cancer.
Oh.
public answer want less than. Okay, now that is completely in the air.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know what?
So now it's not showing up.
Oh, so we got to do it again. So yeah, you did that when you want to make it clear.
Because when I got there, there's only one left of the
Text message should not be up there. Text message is supposed to be on the form. And so is text answer. I called it text because that means they're on the form. So you have to go back and put two more boxes on the form, text message and text answer.
Oh.
Okay. That's why I gave them the name, text message and text answer. Because text implies that it's on the form, whereas WK implies that it's a work area. Okay, now that's not what I have to call the work area. I always call the text boxes TXT. I don't always start the work areas with WK. But when I'm thinking that I want to be clear, I start them with WK.
Without the object, it just shows all the textures. That's
okay, how are we doing?
I'm just trying to learn how this works as I'm trying to fix it. I'll get it like that.
And my foot, my thing's almost broken.
I was just helping him do it. I didn't realize that was what we were supposed to do.
Okay, the first thing you have to do, and I'm going to just do that now while I'm waiting to go over it, is I'm missing two boxes here. I'm missing text answer, and I'm missing text message. Okay, so I'm going to put on the text boxes, and I'm going to call that text answer. Okay, so I'm going to call this one text ANS because that's one of the text boxes I need. And if I'm good, I'll put a label on it, but I don't think I'm going to bother. And then I would put on a text box that says text message. And so I'm going to change that to say text MSG. Okay, so I've got text answer. And I've got text message. So that's the first thing I have to do because those were not defined on the form. So I have to set those up on the form. Okay? And if I want to, I can put on a label where I can come up here with the label and say, okay, this is going to be label answer. And I'm going to put in the text box that goes with it the fact that I want it to say answer. Okay, and the message I'm just going to leave and not say that it's a message. When people see a message, hopefully they'll figure it out. Okay, so that's my first thing, is that I need to set up the form. Okay, so now I get over here, and what do I have to do? Tell me some of the corrections I need to make.
Quotes around no order needed.
That's right. I need quotes around no order needed, because this is a literal, and it doesn't have quotes around it yet. Okay, so I need that.
What about weekends?
Yeah, weekends is still a problem. So what about, how am I going to solve that problem?
And the statement.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to bring it to the public so that people...
Yeah, that's my opinion. Work answer was defined up here. Okay, so it was defined in button, calc, click. Okay? Button, ask. Whoops. Wrong place for the underscore. Button, ask, click. Can't see it. Okay? Button, ask, click. Can't see it. So therefore, it doesn't understand it because it can't see it. So I have two choices. I could dim it down here in public button ask click, but then I'd have to redo the calculation as well because it wants to know what's in work answer. So the easiest thing to do is to take and move that up there, which makes it public or global. And that means that both subroutines can see it. Okay, both of them can see it. So if I take this and move it up, okay, closing clear. If I take that and move it up, okay, notice that I have now got it so it's available to both. Okay, but I've still got some other problems. What else do I have to fix?
Text.order needs .text at the end of it.
That's right. This needs .text. Because I need to tell it I want the text property. Pardon me?
You need change the integers too.
Yeah, okay. And then what do I need down here? Yep. Okay, so if I try running it, the reason I'm ignoring you is I wanted to try running it. Okay? Now I've made all of the curlies go away, right? So I am now clean as far as the code is concerned. So now I'm going to try running it. So the item is going to be whatever. And the on hand, let's say, is 25, and the on order is 50, and the reorder point is 100. So I'm going to click on the calculate and look what it came up with. Okay. So calculate says to add on hand and on order. And when I look at that, I'm expecting to see 75. And what I'm seeing is 25.50. Okay, guys, stop talking, please. 25.50, right? So I'm seeing 25.50. And I know enough to know that what happened was it did a concatenate instead of an add. Okay? So it, now what happened here is, I fixed all of the stuff that was syntax errors. What I was fixing was syntax errors, misuse of the language. But they don't know whether I want to add or concatenate, so that's not a syntax error. It's a logic error. Okay, I made a mistake, and I'm getting an answer, but it's not the right answer. Okay? So at that point, I've got to go back and fix this so that I will get the right answer. So if I come over here and say convert, whoops, I have to get out of run mode. And then I can say convert to an integer. And integer works fine because I don't have on hand as a half a product or on order as a half a product, so I can convert to integer. If it wasn't a whole number, I could convert to DEC for decimal or DBL, which is double and another way of doing decimal. Okay, so now I have converted that. Okay. And down below, I'm also going to convert this. It may work just fine, but I want to make sure that I'm comparing two numbers. And I know the work answer is an integer because I defined it as an integer. I said work answer is an integer, so I want to convert this to an integer. So I'm doing an integer to integer comparison. Okay? Comparing like types is a good thing. Okay? So now if I run this, okay, whatever, and on hand is 25, on order is 50, and reorder point is 100. If I click on calculate, I now have 75, which is what I wanted. And if I click on ask, it says I need to order. And I need to order because 75 is below the reorder point. So I need to order. Okay. If I change the on hand and say it's 125, and then I calculate and I have 175, and I ask, and it says no order needed. Okay? Questions? Does it make sense? Okay. So that's what you go through when your program doesn't work, is you debug it. And that's some of the debugging. And Visual Basic is very nice about letting you know when you've made a syntax error. Okay? Logic errors are simply you looking at the output and saying, that's not what I wanted. So I've got to go back and fix it. Questions?
Yeah.
Then ask.
Mine's still not working, and it looks like yours.
I bet it's not exactly like mine. Did you put the two boxes over on the form?
Yeah.
Did you call them the right thing?
Oh, that's a funny thing. What do you call it?
Right. Text answer and text message, MSG. I think what we'll do next is look at the array one and then go back to loops. But I'm not positive because I'm positive. And maybe not.
Array?
Array. And it's called what?
Data array.
Department array. Okay. So there's a couple of interesting things happening on this one. One of them is, notice all of my procedures, subroutines, have been saying underscore click. This one says underscore load. Okay, underscore load is something that I do as housekeeping or startup. It's a one-time thing. Okay, so this is a one-time thing. And it is basically a housekeeping kind of thing or a startup kind of thing, whatever you want to call it. It's one of those kinds. Okay, so how I get the load is I double click anywhere on the form. And when I double click anywhere on the blank form, it will create the load. Notice it says form department array, because that's what I called it. If you got the form name is form 1, it would say form 1 underscore load. It's going to say the name of the form. Underscore load. So when I load the form, it is going to set up the array. Okay? Now, I want to use this array in multiple places. So I defined it up here. I defined as public. So I said dim department name and put the 5 in it. 5 is the maximum index that I'm going to use, and define it as string. So I've now set it up. So in my load routine, I am filling it. I set up an empty array when I defined it. Now I am filling it. So my array looks like this. Okay, I've got girls, boys, infants, toys, books. Okay, and these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, Visual Basic has actually set up a 0. But it has nothing in it. When it sets up an array, it sets up a zeroth element. I'm not planning to use it, and it has nothing in it. So that's fine. But it set that up. Okay? So that's my array. So if I say I want to see department name with an index of 3, it's going to give me input. If I say I want to display a department name with an index of 5, it's going to give me books. Okay? So, now I am going to look at how it's used. I said if val, okay, this is another way of saying convert to a number. Val. Okay? And so val converts it to a number. C integer and C decimal and C double are more explicit, telling what type. Val just says make it a number. Okay. Val is not used as often now as C integer and C decimal and C double, but it's still used, and you should at least know what it, that it exists. So I said if the val is greater than 0, and the val is less than 6. So I'm checking to make sure that it's between 1 and 5. Greater than 0 and less than 6. Then, get me the department name that the text box on the form is pointing to. And it's textdepartmentnumber.text. Otherwise, put out invalid department number. And when I click on the clear button, it clears out the boxes. So that clears out the boxes. And when I click on the exit button, it ends the program. Okay? So I've got 4 procedures going on here. Okay, so if I go and run this now, Hello? Okay, and if I put 2 in for department and say get department name, I got boys. Okay? And if I then hit clear, I empty them both out. And if I hit exit, I end the program. Okay. So if I now put 5 in, I get books. And if I put in 8, I get invalid department number. Because down here I said, test for the right range. If it's in range, then use the department number to get the department name. If it's an else, meaning it's out of range, put out the text that says invalid department number. Questions? Arrays make sense?
I got us. Got a question.
Go ahead.
So what's the... How is it, like, in a private sub and, like, the my base.load part? How does that, like, get to all the other...
Say that again?
You know how, like, the pop part is, like, a private sub and it runs the definitions for the array?
But the array was defined up above as public.
Yeah. I noticed
that. But like, so it's filling
that,
it in.
How does that work?
Well, that's how it works. It's defining an empty array with the slots. And then when I do the load, it puts data into the slots.
Yeah, like what is the load anyway? Like,
that's just that. When the form is loaded, this is what I want you to do when the form is loaded. Okay, so when it's loading the form, this is what I want you to do. Yeah, but what you do is you double click somewhere on the form and it will create the load.
Yeah.
Okay? If you just double click somewhere on the form, if you don't already have the load, if you double click somewhere on the form, it will make the load. If you go out here and go back to the form and I double click on the form, notice it went to... The cursor is up here, meaning it went to that. If I go out and I click on the button clear, the cursor goes in at the beginning of the clear. Okay? If I haven't made it, then it makes it. If I've made it, then it goes in and just clicks on it. So if I take out this whole subroutine and delete it, and I go back to the form, actually that's not where I wanted to go, I wanted to go back to the form, and I double click somewhere on the form, it came up and made the load. Okay? And... Obviously, I don't want all that. I forgot I... And I don't want the 2N subs. But because I clicked on the form load, it made it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it just works for the whole form, basically.
Okay, so it just went in, and before I did it first, so it was up at the top. Now I did it last, so it's down at the bottom. But it created the form load.
I'm just thinking, could you, like, declare the rest of the, like, array values, like, in the public class?
Like, sure.
Yeah, it would.
But why? Actually, I'm not sure you can. Actually, I'm not sure.
That's why I asked.
Cute. I'm not sure that it will let you. It's... Nah, it doesn't like it. It doesn't like it. It wants dims up there. Yeah, and so basically you just do some declarations up there. As I said, there's two steps to creating an array. One is making the empty array, which is what I do in the dim, and the other is populating it, which is what I did in the load. I put data into the array. Now, there are other ways of doing it, and I'm just not going there, where I can set it up in the array differently, and then I could probably put it all at the top. Actually, I could put it all at the top. So feel free to look it up, or I'll catch you later. But I don't want to confuse the issue. Questions? Okay. Notice again, the dot clear, and the clear is a function, so it needs the two parentheses. And that will clear out the box. So I'm saying take that, and I want to do a clear on it, which means empty it. And I want to do a clear method or function. And so that has the two parentheses. So I'm clearing it out. And on the exit, I just said end, and it ends the program. Okay, the next one I want to look at is the loops. So let's go and bring up loops. So file, close solution, save the changes. No. File, open project, and I'm going to go and find the while loop and open that. Okay, this basically gives you three different ways of doing a loop. Okay, now notice I define two variables as public up at the top. I defined word count as an integer and gave it an initial value of 1. And I defined word total as double, which is like decimal. And I gave it an initial value of 0. Okay. So, how many times I will put 6 there? Amount to add, I will put 10. And process gives me 60. Okay, so that's what I did on the first one. So I said, okay, word count is going to be 1. And do while word count is less than the integer of text how many. So I'm basically asking, do this while 1 is, whatever's in word count, is less than or equal to 6. Because I ended a 6, right? So I'm saying do while word count is less than or equal to 6. Well, the first time through, word count is a 1. So it's clearly going to do the loop. And what I said there was, now word total equals word total plus text amount dot text. So I'm basically adding 10 every time I go through this. Okay, so I started out, and I've got work count at 1, and work total, I am saying add 10 to the 0. It started out at 0. Add 10. Then add 1 to work count. So it's now a 2. Loop back. Is work count less than or equal to 6? Yes, it is. Add 10, making that a 20, making this a 3. Loop back. Is 3 less than or equal to 6? Yes. Add 10. Add 1. Loop back. Is 4 less than or equal to 6? Yes. Add 10. Add 1. Loop back. Okay, is 5 less than or equal to 6? Yes, it is. Add 10. Add 1. Loop back. is 6 less than or equal to 6? Yeah, it's equal. Okay? So, I am adding 10 to get 60 and adding 1 to get 7. So when I loop back, is 7 less than or equal to 6? No. So that means that I drop out, and when I drop out, I say, make work total go into the box. Text result dot text. So 60 goes in there. Okay? So 60 goes in there. Now, if I had started work count out at 7 and I'd entered 6, what would have happened?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because I would not have ended the loop, because 7 is not less than or equal to 6. So if I had started work count out at 7, 7 is not less than or equal to 6, it would never have done anything. It would have moved 0 to the box, and that would be it. Right? Does everybody buy that? Mm-hmm. Okay. The next loop is a do until. So again, what does that matter? What does the difference between the do while up above and the do until down below? What's the difference?
You do it while it has this certain condition, and the until is until you meet this condition.
Right. So this is do while this is true. This is, so it's while it's less than or equal to. This one is until it's greater. So it's kind of the reverse. Do it while it's less than or equal to, or do it until it's greater. The other difference is that in the do loop, will I always do it once? Yes. Because the check is after I do it once. Okay? So with this one, I will always do it once. Because there is no check at the top. There's no check. It just says do. So I do it. And then it comes down here and says do it until work count is greater than. So if I end at the 6 again, when work count becomes a 7, it will stop. Same as in the other one. The difference is this one always does it once. And the next one is a for loop. And this says for work count. So work count is my control. Okay, work count is my control. In all of these. So in the for loop, I tell it start work count out at 1 and do it until I hit the 6, because I'm saying from 1 to, okay, and I put in the 6. Step 1 means increment it by 1 every time. Step 1 means increment by 1 every time. So if I run this, okay, so let's try the first, the until. How many times do I want to do it? 6. What do I want to add every time? 10. And what is my process? It's going to end up with 60. Okay? It's going to end up with 60. If I put, want to see how it works, I can put in here message box and say, show me work total. Okay, so I can watch work total growing. So if I put that in, And I say I want to do it 6 times, and I want to add 10 each time. And I click process. Only I shouldn't have clicked process. So I will take the 60 out and click until, because I made the change in the until. Okay, and it is showing me 70. Oh, why is it showing me 70?
Because it does one more time, though.
Well, actually, it's doing it because I made a mistake and I clicked. Okay, actually, this is kind of interesting. I made the mistake and I clicked process. So, what did work total become when I clicked process?
60.
I added 10 every time, 6 times, so it became 60.
And now 60. It has to do it one more time because the until.
So now I added one more, and it's now I had, when I finished process, okay, after process, I had in here 7 and in here 60, if you remember, because I did process before, right? And I had 7 and I had 60. So now I come down here and I start this. So it takes the 60, adds 10 to it, and comes up with 70. Right? And I add 1 to count, so it takes 7 plus 1, and it ends up with 8. Count now. So that's why I'm seeing the 70. Is I'd already done process once.
You put 7 plus 8.
Huh?
Put 7 plus 8.
You're right. 7 plus 1 equals 8. Thank you. When people correct me, that means they understand. So it's a good thing. Okay. 7 plus 1 is 8. Yes, that's a lot better than 7 plus 8 is 8. So now I'm clicking OK. What's going to happen after I click the OK?
Screen to show the result.
Is it going to go through the loop again?
No.
Try closing the ink layer. And it comes up with the 70. Now if I go out and I manage to do it right this time, and I put in the 1, no, the 6. That's right, we're going to do it right, right? And the 10, and I click on the until, I get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and there's the answer. So it worked just fine. Okay. But when I ran the other one, now how could I have prevented that from happening? If I was worrying about it prior to the do, I could have said work count equals 1, work total equals 0, and set everything back, and then it would have reset things so it would work fine. Okay? So now let's put an alert in down here in this one. No, not an alert. A message box. So I'm putting a message box in here to do work total again. Okay. So if I go ahead and run this, how many times? 6. Amount to add 10. And I say process.
No, you want to hit 4.
Thank you. I am bound and determined to hit process.
It's a big button.
60, 10, and I want to hit 4. Okay, so it goes 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and the 60 shows up there. Okay. So it went through it 6 times. Okay, so now what happens? If I come down here and I change this to step 2, what do you think is going to happen?
It's going going to go from workout 1 to workout 3.
You're going to have to do it many times, basically.
Huh?
You're going to run it right. Many times.
Because what count, as you just said, is going to go 1, 3, 5.
Yeah.
It's going to go in. So if I put that in there, and actually, oh, I'll just leave it. So I'm going to start, and I am going to put 1. No, I'm going to put 6, and I'm going to put 10, and I'm going to hit the 4 button, and it's 10, 20, 30, and then it's done. Now, if I want to see how it's actually going, I can put work count in here. And then, work count. Okay. So if I now run this again, and I put my 6 and my 10, and I say 4, it goes 1, 3, 5, 7, it gets out. Okay, so it goes in. What if I wanted it to start at 2? Well, if I wanted to do even numbers, I could say work count start at 2, step 2, and it would go 2, 4, 6. Okay? So the step can be anything that I want it to be. It can even be a negative number. I can have it go backwards. So I could start at a high number and go down to whatever I entered in the text box and do it by -1 or -2. Okay. All right. That takes care of that. You have a quiz that is due on Tuesday, and it's one of those that if it's late, I don't take it. So you've got to do the quiz before next Tuesday, and there is an assignment that's due the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Okay, because things are usually due on a Thursday, and I decided, nah, I'll give you Thanksgiving. So it's due the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Okay? Questions? All righty, you're out 5 minutes early. I've been talking.